Welcome to another edition of Garden Talk. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Great to have you with us today as we take a look at some great gift ideas for those with a green thumb and a green lifestyle. Our guests have been working hard to update their list, and Astrid Neuenhaus, senior scientist in the Environmental Resources Center in the Department of Biosystems Engineering at UW-Madison. One of our guests, Astrid, good to see you.
Hi, Larry.
And if I could turn on your microphone, it probably would. No, it's working.
Hi, Larry. I also work at the Environmental Resources Center on campus.
Well, it's wonderful to have you with us, and it's great to have your sister as well, Sonia Neuenhaus. Sonia, an eco-entrepreneur. She founded the Midwest Environmental Group, and great to see you too, Sonia.
And that's the Madison Environmental Group. Midwest Environmental Advocates is a great organization, but that's another one.
That's another one you're involved with. Okay, well, I tell you what, we are taking a look at gifts, and you've done this 5 years in a row, and I looked through your list, and it's gotten to be an amazing list.
It's so long, but there's lots of ideas, and it's all for all budgets and all different just interest. So I think there's something for everyone on that.
Yeah, and different you've got to kind of organize by categories.
Yeah,
we changed
up the categories this year. Instead of doing it by price, we did it by type. So we have garden gifts, we have food cooking related gifts, we have outdoor and decoration gifts, we have sustainable living gifts you can make yourself, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, so lots of great things that we can talk about. How do you decide what to put on the list?
I kind of keep my ear to the ground throughout the year
about
what I see as just popular among my friends and my coworkers and in my neighborhood. And I kind of focus on living lightly on the earth, stepping lightly.
Yeah.
And so nature-oriented, and I don't know, I've just really...
And then we duke it out, Larry. Yeah. Then we duke it out. Because we had maybe an 8-page list and we had to cut some things. So, you know, Astrid and I had to do a little battling, but it was all good. It all worked out well.
It was fun.
Yeah, and we'll have that posted up on our Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show along with some photos, and there's some really cool ones. I want to give our listeners a chance to join in. If you have an experience or an idea to share, or an experience to share, maybe what was your favorite gardening gift during a holiday? I hope you'll join in. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show. Certainly love to hear from you. And you know what? Let's go right to Martha in Milwaukee. Martha, hi. Thanks for calling. What have you got for us today?
And $10 to the National Arbor Society. They will plant 10 trees in a forest of their choosing, and they'll do it anywhere in the United States. And then they will send a card to the recipient that you want, that there has been 10 trees planted in your name, dedicated to you, in whatever forest they choose. And it's only $10, and you put 10 trees back alive, growing in the earth. And I think it's a wonderful gift, and it's not that expensive.
Yeah.
I do too, Martha. I love that idea.
And again, it's the National
Arbor Society.
Arbor Society. I've actually done that. I did that in the past year, and it was fun to do. And I thank you for calling. And that's you have a sort of a list of things kind of along that line, do you not?
Well, for example, many people have heard of Heifer International.
Yeah.
My son, Adisu, was involved with that with his school last year. And for $20, you can buy a flock of chickens for somebody in a developing country. So there's many ways to give to people other than a tangible, you know, physical gift.
My daughter and I did that with Heifer International as well. And it's kind of cool. You get a little information about the, you know, what you've sort of, where the money's going and where it might be spent. And it's really fun.
And it's fun to think about other places in the world, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Martha, thank you again.
Fine. Yeah.
Appreciate the call. And Bob in Oshkosh, your turn. Bob, hello.
Hi, Larry.
What's on your mind today?
Well, we were talking about gifts, and I would say about 10, 12 years ago, I received a cactus as a gift. I was living in a house with some other people, and when we all moved out, I moved out on my own and took it under my wing, and it's the first plant I've been able to keep alive. So now I moved to Arizona and moved back and brought it back with me, but I had to cut a limb off and replant the limb because I couldn't bring the whole thing because it kind of it took off when I moved to Arizona. So with that in mind, a couple of years ago, I replanted it a couple times, and it's grown and grown. And I cut off about 7-8 limbs of it, and I had a holiday party and replanted in a little terracotta pot for all of my friends. And actually, the people who gave it to me got a portion of it back.
Oh.
That is so sweet.
What?
I love it, Bob.
Christmas cactuses are a wonderful present. Susan, my cousin, gave me one maybe 10 years ago. And Larry, I'm sorry, but I don't have a green thumb with indoor plants. So that was the perfect present because it blooms every year because I hardly ever water it.
Yeah, and it's in a kind of a cool place, probably.
Yeah, I love
the idea of sharing cuttings from your own plant, because then the person also thinks of you, you know?
Absolutely.
I go to their homes, I get to see the cactus that I gave and
yes.
see how they're all growing in different environments.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate the call.
Our daughter brought a cactus to college that she had raised, and she calls it Cactus Friend.
I had one in my home on the lake, which, you know, I think I mentioned this on another show, but it got somewhere around 13, 14 feet.
Oh, my gosh.
High. It was, you couldn't take it out, but actually it broke off once when I was trying to move it around, and I just let it sit for a week, the broken piece, and then I stuck it in some soil and got that going again, and the other part stayed just fine.
You do have a green thumb.
Well, I don't know about that. It's another one of those plants that, you know, they can be hard to kill.
Yeah.
They can be hard to kill. Oh, man. And Pat in Duluth, Minnesota, we'll go to you.
Hi. I just wanted to mention a nonprofit, as you were talking about before. They're called the Xerces Society. That's X-E-R-C-E-S. They're based in Portland, Oregon, but they work with people on all levels, gardeners, farmers. They help pass laws with our legislature to protect pollinators and all invertebrates. When you join that society, you get a great magazine 4 times a year. They have a wealth of information on their website for free, and they published a book this spring called Gardening for Butterflies, and I can highly recommend it for gardeners, both very beginners and even advanced gardeners. It's a beautiful book filled with pictures, full of practical tips. It would be a beautiful gift to give to a gardener, both the membership and or the book.
From the Xerces Society.
That's a fantastic group, Pat. I'm glad you brought it up. The death of pollinators is a problem in the gardening world and the natural world. So that helps everybody.
Thank you, Pat.
Exactly. Okay.
On that vein, you can also buy seeds for a monarch garden from Monarch Watch.
Oh, okay. So
that's
another
a good idea.
another good idea. If you have a good idea, or maybe you've got an experience, what was the greatest gardening gift you ever got, or what suggestions do you have for gardening? I hope you'll join in. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page title, The Larry Mueller Show. Love to hear from you. Well, let's look at some other gifts that we've got. We've got some gardening gifts. Small indoor growing kits seem to be really popular right now. Do you have some that you'd recommend, Sonia?
Yes, there's a cute little greenhouse. It's lime green, so of course I like it. Fits in a windowsill. It's built for children, but I think it looks lovely enough to have anywhere in your home. And that's from the Hearthsun catalog. It's $29, and you get everything you would need to grow some vegetables inside your house.
Not a bad idea. What about gardeners who, you know, I wish I had more gardening gloves.
There's so many different kinds.
Yeah,
now.
I've got
like
this
fashion.
Pair.
You know, you got to keep up with it.
Well, Kelly. I'm not very fashionable, unfortunately. But have you got some ideas along the glove side of things?
The ones that I like are nitrile. They're very thin, and they're the palms and the fingertips are coated in this nitrile material, which is kind of rubbery.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very cheap, and they come in great colors, bright colors, and they just fit your hand really well.
My neighbor Kelly gave me some stylish ones for my birthday this year.
But gloves are so personal, and there's so many different kinds. There's cushioned ones. There's ones that are designed by women to fit women from a place called Women's Work.
I didn't know that. Women's Work, eh? All right, so gloves are a good thing. And what about for the tools and so forth for people? Are there new ones out there that kind of help us not get sore wrists and arms and everything?
The old standard of the power grip, which is a Fiskars design. Fiskars mm-hmm. Tools designed this. It's like a gear system. And if you can find pruners with that power gear, then those are the ones that are endorsed by the Arthritis Foundation. Power gear. And I've got a set of loppers with this power gear, and it's just amazing. The size of the tree branch that I can chop off with these relatively short loppers. I mean, they're only a foot and a half long, and I feel extremely powerful.
It's mechanical. It's not power driven.
Right. It is. It's a mechanical gear system right in the junction. I'm going like this with my hands in the junction where the just under the blade.
Okay.
And it gives like an extra boost.
Gives you an extra little bit of leverage.
My friend Erin said that her husband Jason gave her the Felco pruner, and now they come in a women's size or a smaller size as well. She said they're pricey, but she used three loves. I love, love, love them.
Yeah.
$48 to $74 from Felco or other places. Yeah.
And that's the professional standard, the Felco pruners, F-E-L-C-O.
Okay. What about other kinds of tools? What have we got?
Well, let's see. For people who like, some people like fire, and, you know, weeds are always a problem.
Mm-hmm.
There's flame weeders that are like a propane torch. And this is something you can find in the local hardware store, flame weeder with a propane torch.
And that way you're not using pesticides.
Right. Mm-hmm. So for places like sidewalk cracks or, because obviously the flame would kill everything, so you don't want it in your garden bed.
Yeah.
But
I've got to get one of those because I've got an area where we put out our recycle bins mm-hmm. and stuff, and I've got bricks out there, and someone else did this before I bought the house, and so you're always getting grass growing up and weeds coming in between those bricks.
Yeah, maybe if you have some high school kids that don't do weeding, you give them a flamethrower and they'll have fun with fire.
My daughter might like to do that, as a matter of fact, now that she's a teenager.
Yeah, wrap it up for her, Larry.
I also always like this Cobra Head weeder.
Yes, I have that too.
And that's a Made in Wisconsin product. It's $25. It works really well.
It's a what is it called? A weeder?
Cobra Head weeder.
Okay.
It's like a
it looks like a cobra's head.
Yep. Well, it's like a one-tine hand weeder. But just the shape of it and the fact that it's made in Wisconsin, it's really nice.
We have Ruth on email. For someone with a city lawn with full sun, order them a tart cherry tree and give them a cherry pitter for Christmas. North Star cherries grow great in the Madison area, for example. We get great crops from ours. And, you know, if you give somebody a gift like that, they might let you.
I like packaging that present with the pitter. Astrid, don't you have a pitter you like?
Well, I also have the North Star cherry tree. We had a great year this year with so many cherries. The pitter that I like is it does four cherries at once. It's a hand pitter.
I think you can get it at Bed Bath & Beyond, which is nice. It's not a specialty store, mm-hmm. but yeah. you can even get it there.
So you can do, you just drop them in a tube and...
It's a hinged, it looks like a Tupperware container with a hinge. And so you open the top of it, put four cherries in the little holes, and then push it closed. And there's like a little blade that pushes the pit out through the bottom.
What I don't learn when I have the two of you on the show.
We lost our cherry tree in the storm, Larry, this year. So that was sad for us.
Well,
we need to plant another one.
Need to get another one in there. Astrid and Sonia Neuenhaus, our guests today, talking with them about holiday gift ideas for the person with a green thumb in your holiday list. Larry Mueller here. KP Whaley, our on-air producer on the Ideas Network. Next week at this time, we'll be talking about finally wrapping up your 2016 Garden Talk. Garden Talk. I mean, that's next week on Garden Talk. We'll be talking about your 2016 garden for the last time. Larry Mueller here with my two guests today, and we're talking holiday gift ideas for those with a green thumb and or a green lifestyle. Astrid and Sonia Neuenhaus, our guests. If you have an experience to share, a suggestion. We've had some great ones so far. I hope you'll join in. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Can email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Peg said that the best gift she ever got was a galvanized cylinder carrier thing with a handle that you could use in the garden to carry your cut flowers. Since it was a gift, she's unsure where you can get one. Have you seen this? Galvanized cylinder carrier.
I have not. It sounds heavy to me. I would look at something called a tub trug. T-R-U-G.
Tub trug.
It's a soft, rubbery... It kind of looks like a laundry basket, but it's not a basket.
Okay.
Has handles.
Yeah.
Comes in all different sizes. And what's new this year about that sort of carrier is you can also get a liner, which is like a big colander. So it makes it easier to wash bigger vegetables, for example.
Oh, nice idea. All right. Kathy in Oshkosh has something for us. Kathy, hi.
Hi. Thanks for the program, as always.
You're welcome.
I have a question. I've been seeing these herb kits that supposedly you can put on the windowsill in the winter. Are those effective?
Kathy, if you have south-facing, if you have a window that gets a lot of light, because the key for any kind of indoor plant is giving it enough light. So if you've got the spot, then absolutely, it'll be so fun to snip herbs off your windowsill.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. Let's go to Pete in Northeast Iowa next. Hi, Pete.
Hi. I like your show. I've just bought my wife an apron that can sort of a harvest apron. We grow vegetables, and so she can sort of clip the belly part of the apron up, and then she can fill it up with her peppers or tomatoes, and then it just unclips and she can unload it all into a big bin for harvesting. Great.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
Astrid, you?
We saw a picture of that, Pete, in Lee Valley, the Lee Valley company.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've never tried it myself, but I thought it looked like a great idea. It's like kind of like the bottom opens to a chute.
Exactly. Yep.
I used to wear a flowing big dress over my shorts, and I would just harvest that way and lift it up. So I think that's
an
excellent
way to ruin some nice garden clothes.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Excellent present idea.
And you've got that, and Astrid, you've got that on the list, right?
Yeah, that's on the list, garden apron to gather debris or harvest. The other thing I wanted to mention, I don't know, maybe not such a great idea, but when I saw the picture of it, I thought, oh, I could sew that. So you can really get ideas by just looking at things and, you know, if
make it yourself.
Yeah, if you're handy at sewing, sure. I think someone could sew that apron.
Yeah. Thanks, Pete.
You're welcome.
Appreciate the call. And Sonia, you brought me a gift, and it's pure organic maple syrup, but it's in a squeeze bottle.
Yes.
I have never seen this
limited
before from
edition. So Maple Valley Cooperative, which my husband's very involved with, they just came out with this new product line, and it's basically kid-friendly, travel-friendly, so you have that luxurious syrup, and it won't spill over on your pancakes. You can manage the squirt.
Yeah, manage the squirt, and then you're... It probably doesn't get all sticky on the outside.
Right, like. It's so easy. It's, you know, it's upside down and you know, runs from $10 to $12 depending on where you buy it. And, of course, you can buy it at the Maple Valley website, which is maplevalleysyrup.coop. It's not .com, .coop. And they're giving $10 off any order, $50 or more. You just say, I think it's Wisconsin Public Radio, WPR 2016 is the promo code.
WPR in the year 2016.
Yep.
And it's Maple Valley Cooperative.
MapleValleySyrup.coop.
MapleValleySyrup.coop. There we go. And it's organic and wonderful.
Yeah, so we use that solely now at our house because now we have two children.
Yeah.
We adopted a little girl, Lena, this year.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Adisu's not so sure, though, our 10-year-old son.
But, yeah. They're so cute.
Oh, well, I you know, I'm thinking about every single time I use that, and I use it quite a bit, the maple syrup that we have, I always have to run the bottle under the water just briefly to get the sticky part off.
I often bring syrup as gifts, and when you travel, I've ended up buying the maple sugar instead of the syrup because I was worried about it, you know.
Leaking.
So this new bottle is a good idea.
There we go. Mark in Richland Center, we're on to you now. Hi, Mark.
Good morning. Thank you for the show. This is food, you know, is a community thing. So if you wanted to really help your community, you could sponsor one or several people to go to some of the workshops that go on all winter long, you know, at different times during the winter at Growing Power in Milwaukee. They teach you how to build a greenhouse. They teach you how to grow greens. They teach you how to raise tilapia fish and then use the fish water to grow hydroponics. They teach about bees. They teach about all kinds of things. So if you wanted to give somebody the gift of knowledge, you could sponsor somebody to go to some of the Growing Power or one of the Growing Power workshops. Growing Power is at growingpower.org in Milwaukee. Will Allen and those people have been just doing wonderful work for years and years.
Yeah. Yes, they're a wonderful organization, Pete. Thanks for bringing them up.
Thanks, Pete. I appreciate your call very much, Mark.
The Driftless Folk School in the Viroqua Lafarge area also has wonderful classes. I like coining it the gift of knowledge instead of just the gift of classes. So you might want to check out driftlessfolkschool.com.
All right. Co in St. Germain, your turn. Hi, Co. Thanks for calling.
Hello. I just wondered if I could get a little more information about that children's greenhouse for the window.
Yeah, you bet.
Sure, let me.
Sonia's.
It was at Hearth Song.
Hearth Song?
Yes, or the 800 number is 325-2502, and it's $29.
Wait a minute, what's 800?
325-2502.
2502. Okay, and again, the name?
Hearth Song, and it's Grow Up Greenhouse Kit.
Grow Up Greenhouse Kit. Do you have any idea what age group?
Oh, I think it would be appropriate from 4 to 15, really, or older. It's a beautiful, it's not plastic, it's beautiful, any age. My age, 50, yes. Any age.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the info.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. And Bjorn in Viroqua, your turn. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hi, Sonia and Astrid and Larry.
Hi, Bjorn.
Hi, Bjorn.
Hi.
I know Sonia and Astrid real well, so I'm very excited that I get to contribute on air this year to the green gift thing. But my green gift is I'm a big supporter of Seed Savers Exchange in Decorah, Iowa.
Yeah.
And I love growing tomatoes. And I was paging through their catalog, and I saw something that would be perfect for a serious tomato grower if they really liked growing delicious tomatoes. Seed Savers every summer puts on their tomato tasting the beginning of September.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they have a tomato seed package that includes tomato seed for the last 6 years winning tomatoes. So you can get all six varieties
Yum.
That have won their tomato tasting. And for someone who really likes growing tasty tomatoes, I think it would be absolutely perfect.
Oh, I like
Great idea. And Bjorn, doesn't the co-op where you work have an open house coming up? Is it December 9th?
Oh, it sure does. Where I work, the Viroqua Food Co-op has a open house on Friday, December 9th from 3 to 7. And we have a lot of great local vendors that produce local products that will be there sampling the things. There'll be chocolate, wine, eggnog, cookies, music. It's a great event for the whole family.
And when the date again?
Friday, December 9th from 3 to 7.
Friday.
Thank you, Bjorn.
Yeah,
so, you know,
good to talk to you.
three friends emailed me about Sea Savers, and I'd like to share. You can also then make your own seed packets.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, Bjorn and Heidi are really good at saving seeds, and they're probably giving a gift of seed packets. My friend Aaron put a few zinnia seeds, well, not a few, but maybe, I don't know, enough for a large row, in a jewelry box with a beautiful ribbon and gave that to me for my birthday. So you can really wrap them up nicely. Or you could buy a seed packet and attach it to with an ingredient, sort of like making a kit for... Mm-hmm.
For like a meal.
Yeah, for a meal, for example.
Sure.
My friend Sarah gave me that idea. There's another website called artisticgardens.com where you can buy samples for only 40 cents. So really affordable seeds. And also for people that have a very small garden, sometimes these seed packets are much more than you need.
And it adds up. When you buy a lot of seed packets, it adds up. So I really like the tiny little amount that you can get from this. That place, Artistic Gardens.
Oh, very good. And Bjorn, thanks again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I appreciate it very much. You can join in, too, if you have a suggestion, an experience to share, maybe an event that would appeal to those of us who are interested in gardening and maybe a green lifestyle. I hope you'll join us. 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org or go ahead and post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mealer Show. We'd love to hear from you. Astrid, I know there's Emily Stone has a new book.
Yeah, this is a really nice book. It's called Natural Connections, Exploring Northwood's Nature by Science and Your Senses. And it's written by Emily Stone, who is up at the Cable Natural History Museum in northern Wisconsin. And she writes in the style of Aldo Leopold about the natural world. Just wonderful, wonderful writing. And what's also really nice about this book, Natural Connections, is that sales of the book benefit kids' programs at the Cable Natural History Museum.
And that is a very cool place. I don't know if you visited there, but
yes.
it is a very cool place.
The other thing that Emily has done is she and Becky Sapper have hosted the Wisconsin Master Naturalist Program there in Cable and in Ashland. And that's another idea for a gift. It's a train-the-trainer type of program where you can... You take 40 hours of hands-on training. So this is what Emily did up there at Cable.
Yeah.
She gave the training with Becky, and then there were field trips, lots and lots of field trips. It went for a week, and guest speakers and all that. And you become certified after taking this program, the Master Naturalist Program, to then be able to volunteer back for the Cable Natural History Museum or any other nature center or area that you're interested in. And I think that would be a wonderful gift. The classes cost $250 for the week. It's a very extensive curriculum. People just love it.
It's kind of, in a way patterned after the Master Gardeners
exactly, yes.
Association that has been so, so successful. And that's another organization, by the way, or another, I know the Lisa Johnson, for example, in Dane County has got a whole series of classes that'll be coming up again. You may be even participating, I don't know, Astrid, as an expert.
I used to, and I no longer do that, but I used to do that, and it's a great program, the Wisconsin Master Gardener program.
Let's see, I've got so many different things to talk about.
Another place to get very affordable but lovely books is your local library has bookstores. So I was in La Crosse last weekend, and while my kids were looking through books, I went into the store, and for $6, I got 6 wonderful books.
Oh. $6?
Yeah, for $6 each. So that would be a very affordable way to look. And they have, you know, they have travel guides, they have novels, they have children's books, they have knitting books,
garden guides.
You gave me, all right, you didn't give me, you have in front of you something called beeswrap.
It's a beeswax wrap. And I found this at the People's Food Co-op, but I'm sure other kitchen stores or co-ops sell it. And it's a new product this year. Feel the texture.
Yeah.
Picture like a really thick, beautiful wax paper.
Yeah.
That when you fold it, it stays in place. And then it's reusable and you just, you know, wash it and
use it all over again.
It's a type of, you know, sustainable living. But what I like about it, and sometimes you can't fit your sandwich in those Tupperwares, or the Tupperwares take up so much room. Well, here you can just put your sandwich in a bees wrap. And I think they're $8.99 for the largest size.
Look at us both reaching for it. There's something very tactile about it.
My guess is
it's an old technology that's just called sustainable now, but I'm sure it's nothing new. It's just sort of repackaged.
But it's made of beeswax?
Yes. It's a coated beeswax.
It's really cool.
Or cloth. It's cloth coated in beeswax.
It's cloth coated in beeswax. There we go. Linda in Stoughton has something for us. Hi, Linda. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here and really enjoying all the suggestions. I am with Midwest Women's Herbal. We're an organization that started about 6 years ago, and we put on learning opportunities throughout the year for people to learn about herbs and natural health. Our biggest event is the Midwest Women's Herbal Conference, which will happen in early June, and then we have 3 other events we're doing this year. But we'll be launching our registration mid-December, and lots of people give that as a gift. It's a retreat and a learning opportunity, so I just wanted to throw that into the mix.
Now, do you have a website for it?
We do. It's MidwestWomensHerbal.com.
MidwestWomensHerbal.com.
Yep. And there's gardening workshops and health workshops and personal growth, and it's just a really nice retreat and event. And then, like I said, we're putting on 3 other events this year as well. So that'll be on our website coming up in mid-December.
Thank you, Linda. Thanks very much for calling. KP's probably written that down, and we'll post it up on our Facebook page.
Larry, I forgot to say the website of the Wisconsin Master Naturalist Program.
Oh, yeah.
So if you Google Wisconsin Master Naturalist Program or go to wimasternaturalist.org.
Wimaster
naturalist.org.
That's why I always ask twice, because I never get it right the first time. Oh, and Sonia, you were going to bring
So our father, Hank, he gave us some suggestions, but one of them I really liked and wanted to mention is the Empty Stocking Club, which is in its 98th year or something
long.
They need volunteers for their event December 12th, 13th, and 14th. That's at the Alliant Energy Center. And you can sign up to volunteer by December 9th, so you still have a week to go, at the Wisconsin State Journal website. And so what they do is they package thousands and thousands of brand new toys to give to children that maybe don't receive toys. And then for those listeners that would like to have a child receive a toy, you just have to bring to the event a picture ID with your address and then the children's date of birth, so they give you the appropriate present.
Oh, it's
and they're new toys.
They're brand new toys, yeah.
Yeah, and the Wisconsin State Journal has been a big supporter of that, I think, probably throughout its whole history. So
And they have, you know, two-hour shifts. They have shifts all day from 7 in the morning till 8 at night, so there's just so many people working to make that happen.
Wonderful. We have listener Susan sent us a link to a floral supply company's website that has for sale metal French flower baskets and galvanized metal flower baskets, which might be what an earlier caller was referencing.
Yeah, that's a good
referencing.
Idea.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yes.
Yeah, they're galvanized buckets or flower containers that add a rustic feel to your arrangement. They have two handles on either side.
Oh, I'm glad she sent that.
So that is very cool. And we'll put, I imagine KP will put it up on our Facebook page. So that is very, very cool. Well, what about your holiday gift ideas? Are you struggling? Do you have a gardening gift that you received that you really have found useful? Maybe over the last few years. I hope you'll join in. Give a call. And if maybe there's an event or another idea you have for the gardener on your holiday list, call in at 1-800-642-1234. You can email us, the email address, talk@WPR.org, or post on our Facebook page titled The Larry Mueller Show. I'm Larry Mueller for Garden Talk here on the Ideas Network. Great to have you along for this edition of Garden Talk. We're taking a look at holiday gift ideas for those with a green thumb and a green lifestyle. Astrid and Sonia Neuenhaus are guests today. Astrid is a senior scientist in the Environmental Resources Center and the Department of Biosystems Engineering at UW-Madison. Sonia, an eco-entrepreneur, she founded Madison Environmental Group. It's great to have both of them along. And there's still a line open for you at 1-800-642-1234. In the meantime, let's go to Judy in Hilbert, Wisconsin. Judy, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry, and thank you, Astrid and Sonia, because I was a big hit last year due to your suggestion. I bought my ecologically-minded son and daughter-in-law the cold overnight coffee maker.
Oh, yes.
Where, you know, it drains through, and they love it, and
that's
I was
so great.
A hit for a whole year.
Great.
So thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. And
so I just found, mason jars are still all the rage, and there's a company called EcoJars, ECOJARZ, and they sell a pour-over coffee kits that you put on your own mason jar, and they sell a grater lid. So
yeah,
you can grate
I love
cheese.
That.
And they have a presence from, you know, $6 on up.
Well, awesome. I will look into that. And I'm listening intently for my best present ever this year.
Thanks, Judy. Thanks so much. You know, and the cap with the that you can grate, that's such a good idea because then the cheese or whatever is inside the jar.
Yeah, it's
all
messy.
Loaded up and there's no mess there. That's a wonderful idea.
It's probably kid-friendly, too. It's probably safer, I would think.
Absolutely. You had a couple of other events I know you wanted to talk about as well.
Sure, yes. I wanted to mention that if you're in the Viroqua area, this weekend is the Waldorf School Holiday Fair. So you can just Google Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School Holiday Fair. That's all day tomorrow. And then we're having a sustainable house tour at our furnace-free home that doesn't require, you know, any typical furnace. That will be December 17th. That's a Saturday from 3 to 5 at 422 Hickory Street. That's our house.
It truly is furnace-free, as
right.
in no heater.
No wood-burning stove, no geothermal.
And it's warm.
Yesterday, it's our daughter, who's 3 and a half, turned off our little mini heater that's just 250 watts, so you know, less than 3 light bulbs. And Cecil woke up this morning and thought it was a little cold in our house and realized that we didn't have any heat on last night, but it was still 68 degrees.
Oh, I weep for you.
No,
it was
drafts. Cold at 68
degrees.
So that's your home. And
that's our prototype home for my next business, which will be selling super insulated sustainable kit home plans.
Oh, that's and that's December
17th. The tour starts at 3. It's best to come when it starts because it's a detailed tour. You can call me 220-8029, 608 220-8029, or text me that you'll be there, or just show up.
All right, there we go. What a marvelous idea, and I think we've got that on our Facebook page, your contact as well. Well, let's turn to Jan in Viroqua next. Hi, Jan. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you for being there. I love to give amaryllis or narcissus bulbs at Christmas time to brighten up the dark months after Christmas for people who love the life of plants that they bring. There are kits available. I personally try to avoid them and plant them up myself to give to people. But it's so simple. A couple of things to look out for are if you're buying narcissus or hyacinth bulbs, you need to get ones that have been that are ready to plant indoors, which means they've already been chilled, which is a process called vernalized. All it takes is some pebbles or dirt and one of these amaryllis bulb in a pot, or I've used anywhere between 3 and 7 narcissus. And this year I did something I hadn't done before. I went to a thrift shop and picked up a couple of really nice glass vases.
Oh, good idea.
Pebbles in the bottom of those and used those so that after the narcissus die back, they have a vase.
Nice.
How nice.
Oh, that's so nice. You know, a friend of mine who's and coworker who's passed away now, George Gallup, had always had an amaryllis in his office.
Mm.
And it was always they're so beautiful.
They're stunning.
Yes. Yeah.
Hopefully our stepmom's listening and will give us one this year. Linda, do you hear us? Do you hear us?
I have another trick that I do for myself. It's not as gift friendly, but it makes a nice Easter gift. At this time of year, I buy up the bulbs that have been discounted that have not been vernalized, the ones that are intended to be planted outside or, you know, be in the ground over the winter. I pot those up. I put those pots in the bottom shelf of my refrigerator. And then after 13 weeks, they have been vernalized, and I take them out one at a time and have a sequence of hyacinths or a pot of tulips. And
nice.
Oh, aren't you the smart one, Jan? I like your idea.
Well, thanks for the show. It's great.
Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it. You know, and I'm here I am looking at our Facebook page right now. If you're near your computer, you might click on the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page. That's the title of the page, the Larry Mueller Show. And there's a really cool photo. There's more than one photo, but there's one really cool one, larger one right now, of something that you've made. Astrid, and you want to tell us about it?
Well, the picture is of our kitchen table absolutely full of gourds. And some of the gourds I stuck in a drill press. Oh, a gourd in a drill press. And drilled out a hole big enough for a votive candle, for a candle. And others I just used a regular drill with a spade bit for a smaller candle. So I made the gourds into candle holders. And I just did that because we had so many gourds. We had such a great garden year. So I even started telling people, nobody leaves this house without a gourd.
Yes, I got 10 of them myself.
So anyway, so that was just after harvest. So that was around Halloween that I had all that, which is when that picture was taken. But now, Larry, I've taken some of those gourds dried. I learned this from Shelley Ryan. When the gourd dries, there's like a moldy substance on top of it, which is really gross.
Yeah.
And you scrape that off.
Yeah.
And then it turns into this dried husk, like this one that I'm shaking here.
And there then, we actually have a shot of that up right now on our Facebook page.
Oh, yeah. So then from the dried husk gourd, the one in the middle there, I just painted that bright red, added some glitter, put some clear acrylic on it, and now I have what to me looks like a festive winter gourd with the candle in it.
It's really pretty, and just some fun. Actually, things like that are so much fun. The gourd gal gave me one of these kind of long gourds, and I made a bird house out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a birdhouse made from a huge gourd, and it's wonderful.
Astrid, you can make a gourd menorah for your Jewish friends.
Thought of a gourd menorah.
Hanukkah is actually on Christmas this year.
Yeah.
It starts on the 24th, and so it's just interesting to think about how different people celebrate around the world. And
absolutely. And I tell you what, I love that festive look, the red with the gold glitter. That's really pretty.
And it's so tactile.
Mm-hmm.
Lately, I've just really gotten into being out in nature and just the little treasures and surprises that the natural world brings us.
What about Dolores in Kenosha? Let's find out what's on her mind. Hi, Dolores. Thanks for calling.
Oh, hi. Thanks for having me on. I've purchased and I've given the Earth Box as a gift.
Oh, I love the Earth Box.
It's made from industrial-grade plastic, and it's recycled, and it's made in the United States. And it's very forgiving. It has a reservoir in the bottom and a plastic shower cap that goes on top that you cut you make an X mark and put your plants in. And it's wonderful. And they now have what they call an Earth Box Junior, which is just slightly smaller but could support lettuce and
herbs or whatever,
radishes or something.
No, sure,
just something, something smaller, and they last forever. And the first thing I did, because we're from Wisconsin, I called, and most of the pictures they had in their advertising were Florida and Arizona, and I said, look, it freezes, and I'm too old to haul this full of dirt in and out of the garage. And that's when they gave me the specs on how they made it, and I have never had a single problem with them. I gave some for Christmas to my son and his partner, and these guys work in an office, but they grill. And they grill homemade pizza, and they take their basil and their little tomatoes and all
the stuff
they grow at these Earth Boxes. And it's a good thing. And it could be good for, say you've got someone who's downsized, and maybe all they've got is an upstairs patio. If they've got the sun, they could get something.
Why not?
Exactly. And I love the Earth Box, and I love the idea of it all being in one system, because a lot of people, as you say, either are downsizing or they start out with very little space to begin with, but have this need and want to garden. And here's an all-in-one system that horticulturally works fantastically well.
So it's a box, Astrid.
It's a box with an inner reservoir for the water, which is on the bottom. And I use them because I have a lot of black walnut trees. So for the plants that don't do well under black walnut, I put them in the Earth Box. And it works great, Larry.
Well, Dolores, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I really appreciate your call here. And well, let's see. Let's take another call from Jim in Racine. Jim, hello. Thanks for calling.
Hi. I have a question in the spirit of giving. That I have a Boston fern, which was a $9.95 grocery store fern that has grown into a monster, 6 feet tall and about 12 feet around, and also some spike trees that were just little ornamentals in the middle of a planter that are now 10 feet tall. Are you aware of any organizations that take these types of plants or that would accept these. We used to winter them in a location that would come with a van and pick them up, and they'd do very well, but they were to the point where the owner said, these are unmanageable, and I don't want you around anymore.
I don't. Sonia?
Well, my thought was to call a local assisted living place or an elderly folks home.
Oh.
Because I bet they would really enjoy that, and I hope my friend Chuck is listening, but he's at the Oak Park Place in Cottage Grove, so if you're anywhere near there, maybe you can donate it to them. Otherwise,
probably weighs 120 pounds, it would be ideal for a lobby like in the Acuity Insurance business, but it's really big.
Yeah, but for a home, as you're talking about...
I think for some kind of a group home situation, because plants are also healthy. You know, they create a better air quality as well. So that would be really generous, and maybe somebody could help donate some time to help you move it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you much.
Yeah, thanks so much for calling. And I'm sure there's an assisted living facility in Racine. There's more than one. You might just contact them. What a great gift idea that would be. I mean, you're giving you'd be providing a lot of pleasure to many, many people. Thanks again, Jim, for calling. Pam and Kellogg, you know what? We'll get to you in a bit here. We're going to take a quick look at the news. And I want to remind you, we've been visiting with Astrid Neuenhaus, senior scientist in the Environmental Resources Center and the Department of Biosystems Engineering, and Sonia Neuenhaus, eco-entrepreneur. She founded Madison Environment Group. For Garden Talk, here on the Ideas Network. Welcome back to Garden Talk. Larry Mueller here. Glad to have you with us on the Ideas Network. We're going over our annual eco-friendly and gardening gift list with our guests, Sonia and Astrid Neuenhaus, and having a lot of fun doing it, by the way. You may have a question or a comment or maybe an idea to share about a good holiday gift for the gardener on your list or maybe for yourself. I hope you'll join in. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. And Pam and Kellogg, thanks for waiting. What can we do for you?
Well, I grow the amaryllis and the narcissus every year, and of course keep the amaryllis every year. But the narcissus, I'm wondering, what would you do with that to keep it? They kind of dry up, and then by the time, I don't know if it would.
What happens with them? Sure.
Yes, what I do, Pam, I buy the bulbs when they're on sale and at the end of the planting season, and pop them in my fridge, in order to then plant them out in late winter inside the house to have as a flower in the house. But once they're done, so that works very well, and it's beautiful, and sometimes I don't pot them. I put them in those Dutch bulb vases that just holds it over water so you can see the roots.
Right.
So after that, I have tried putting them out in the yard, and it seems that they are almost like worn out. There's so much energy that goes into for that plant having forced a flower at a time when it normally doesn't, that it just seems, yes, you can do it, but not very successfully, and I've had great difficulty doing that. I've given up.
Okay. Well, I know when you force a tulip, it's the same thing, so.
Yes.
Yeah, I wondered if it was possible or just throw them away every year.
Yeah, well, okay. Somebody else may have an idea for you, but I think Astrid is probably right on this one. It's very, very hard to do, for sure. And Astrid, you're a rock and a rock hound kind of, and a map hound. I know that for sure. You've got some suggestions in that
area. I really
area.
Like rocks.
Yeah.
And if you're into rocks, the Wisconsin Geological and Natural History Survey has small rock kits, like a teaching kit. That's $3.50, set of five rocks and trading cards.
$3.50.
Yeah. They have a postcard set. Beautiful, beautiful. $1 for four postcards. Just gorgeous postcards with pictures of rocks. And they also, of course, have maps.
They're the king of maps.
Yeah. And they have a 3D wall map that comes with a set of 3D glasses. Super fun to see the Baraboo Range and the hills and the Driftless area.
And Sonia, you were going to bring something up too, and I've forgotten what it was.
Well, there's a fun new game that I saw
at
a company called Nature Watch. So it's nature-watch.com, and they have a bird bingo game.
I love this idea.
They're only $13.95, but I thought what I liked about this is all ages could play at a holiday gathering, and you're learning about birds. So it comes with 6 picture books, boards, excuse me, and 42 information cards.
Bird bingo.
Yeah.
And so it plays just like bingo, except
like
the
bingo.
Photos are all different birds.
So you learn about birds, and you know maybe you could have a prize, whoever wins. And what could the prize be, Astrid?
Well, we're laughing because I'm holding this pocket naturalist guide. There's a picture up on Larry's Facebook page of these guides. This one is Wisconsin Birds. It's a large laminated sheet with pictures of a zillion Wisconsin birds. And this comes in other states as well for listeners in other states. So it's a very handy way to learn your birds.
And I like it's laminated, too.
Yeah.
And what's the price range on it? Looks
That's
affordable.
$7.
Oh, so $7. An affordable present for whoever wins bingo. The bird
There's
bingo.
Also Wisconsin Wildlife, Wisconsin Trees and Flowers. These are the pocket naturalist guides.
Well, I love those ideas as well, and I've got so many things written down here. I'm trying to look to see that we've covered the ones that I've sort of made notes on myself. We have some food-related gifts we did talk about. We talked about the mason jar accessories, that they're just great. I like that zip strip herb stripper. That looks like it might come in handy, Sonia. Tell us about that one.
I was just looking at a catalog online, and I found that the Gardener's Supply Company has a $7 zip strip herb stripper. So it's like this.
What does it look like?
It looks sort of like a little Tupperware that has a holder, but then a place where you pull through the herbs so the leaves fall into the little cup.
Oh.
And you end up holding that midrib of the leaf, the part.
That's
the,
all like, that's. Oh,
because
what
it's
a
so
good
tedious,
idea.
You know, to get those little leaves off.
Yes.
There's also herb scissors now that they have. So that would be a handy present. Heidi, maybe you want to get that for Bjorn if you're listening. Because he does a lot of that.
I like that idea. You know, usually what happens is I get out a little cutting board type situation, mm-hmm. a plastic one, and then I clip them off, and they're all over the board. So that's a nice idea. I like it. How about Nyla in Milwaukee? What's on your mind, Nyla?
Just wanted to let you know that amaryllis bulbs can be bloomed year after year. As soon as they get up to 4 leaves, they're big enough to bloom again. If it's simply a matter of giving them liquid fertilizer, because what they're potted in has no nutrients to
yes.
speak of. And you need somewhere, of course, to set them through the year, but they will have offsets, and you can increase the number of amaryllis bulbs you have very easily.
Yes, the amaryllis works well. It's the narcissus that is much more difficult.
Yes, you're right about that.
Nyla, thank you. Appreciate the call. And you can join in, too. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Open lines will get you on pretty quickly. As well, you have a lot of electric tools on your list. Do they perform as well as the gas-powered?
Yeah, we have an electric mower that mm-hmm. we just got at Home Depot. These are becoming more and more popular and available, and it takes us 2 charges of the battery to do it, so we had to adjust our thinking a little bit. But works great, and you can get electric hedge shears and string trimmers and just all kinds of power tools.
I've got a lawnmower that you actually, it runs on a cord.
Mm-hmm.
I just have an extension, you know, heavy duty extension cord.
Yeah.
And I've learned that you, you can run over your... I keep my mowing height pretty high.
Oh.
So I just run right over the cord all the time. And
oh,
I've
my
only,
gosh, Larry.
I've only nicked it once. And then I don't have to worry about the battery and charging the battery. And so I have some electrician tape on hand at all times. But it's the cutting height is high enough. You just
well, isn't
run
it also
right
better
over.
To cut it high?
It's
much
better
to cut it high anyway.
So you're doing a good thing for your lawn, and you're making it easy on you.
And I don't have to worry about gas or oil or any of that.
Yeah.
I really like my electric lawnmower. Believe me, and I've got a 50-foot cord, so you may have to plug it in, you know, a couple different places. But
and they don't smell, and they don't stink up the garage. And
I will say they make noise, though. I thought I was getting something that would be really nice and quiet, but they're not quite as noisy as a gas-powered one, but they still make some noise. Sonia, what have you got for us?
I have some, you know, handmade gifts.
Yes.
Here, Larry, I discovered a new yarn at Utopia Yarns in Viroqua, and it's
beautiful.
A hemp yarn that now comes in beautiful colors, not just the drab, you know, nature colors, but they comes in blues and greens.
You got a blue and a gray one here.
I hope my sister-in-law isn't listening, but I'm making her, to match her kitchen, some hemp dishcloths, just a simple basket weave stitch. And what I learned from the owner of Utopia is that hemp dries faster. It's abrasive, and it has some antimicrobial properties, so it's actually really useful for a dishcloth.
Yeah, and it may be abrasive, but it doesn't feel abrasive to the touch.
Oh, yeah, it's not abrasive on your hands. It just helps when you're, you know, washing your dishes.
I love the dishcloth you made for me last year, and it matches the rug in the kitchen.
Oh, how nice. Well, we were lucky. A friend, a new friend of ours, Robin, she made a pot holder for us out of old jeans. So if you have any old jeans, and she just hand stitch it, so you could do it, you know, in the car or on your holidays. But what I liked is she used the pocket of the jean as part of the pot holder. So, you know, you can grab through the pocket.
Oh, what a good idea.
Yeah, so she made that as a little thank you gift for us at our little cabin on Madeline Island.
You have... among the do-it-yourself gifts, one that struck my eye was the butter churner. That looks kind of like fun. Have you made your own butter?
I have not tried that. I saw it's a large mason jar. It's made by a company called Kilner, and it basically has a hand crank paddle built into the lid. So you put whipping cream down into the bottom of the glass, and then you hand crank and hand crank and hand crank. I have not tried it, but it looked fun.
Well, that'd be something if you've got a couple of kids that you trade off with
so
the cranking.
Astrid, don't listen, because here's an idea that I got. So my friend Christina in Viola, she suggested a do-it-yourself lemon zest gardener's hand scrub. And she found this on Pinterest, and it just uses coconut oil, sugar, dish soap, lemon zest. So you make this recipe, you put it in a little mini mason jar, and then it's supposed to be a really good hand cleanser and just right after you garden.
Okay, I wasn't listening, but I did hear Pinterest. Pinterest is a great place to go and just get ideas for do-it-yourself
projects. All kinds of things.
Yeah.
I spend time on I don't do it at work anymore. I tried it at work, and it can be a time sink. So now I do it at home, so I'm not wasting time at work.
For the baker's aunt, Astrid, I think you should talk about Anne's gift to you last year.
Oh my gosh, my friend Anne gave me the best gift, Pie of the Month Club, Larry.
Oh,
she made a coupon book, just a really nice little, you know, card type of book, which she wrapped and gave, which said, "You are getting a pie every month because I am giving you a Pie of the Month Club." And she baked these pies, and she even asked me, so now it's the month of July, what would you like? And I'm not kidding, that was such a wonderful gift.
And didn't she use some of your own fruit from your garden?
Yeah, we had such a bountiful year, and I like to forage, so our freezer was absolutely full. And Anne used some of the Saskatoon's
to make a Saskatoon pie.
Yep, a Saskatoon pie. Fantastic.
Well, I love that idea. Actually, I was thinking back to my old friend, Jim Packard, rest his soul, won a pie a month from Monty's Blue Plate Diner.
Yum.
And so, and right in his neighborhood where they lived, and every month he got to go to Monty's Blue Plate Diner and pick up a pie.
And he loved it. Oh, I'll bet. You could do it like with soup of the month. Like right now we're making pumpkin. We have leftover pumpkins on the, we were grabbing them off the stoop and we're making jack-o'-lantern soup from our pumpkins. But you could do a soup of the month or a bread of the month. Just, I mean, talk about generosity. My gosh.
Yeah, it's wonderful. In terms of, and making things, you can.
Now, so many people are making their own hardcover books online through like the Walgreens photo site. Mm-hmm. So they're photo books. But instead of just thinking of it as a travel photo album, you could actually create like a children's book.
Which you've done.
Which I did for both of our children when we adopted them. We created a book. So I have one for Lena. And I'm not very computer savvy, so if I can figure this out online. I do suggest having one big picture per page and just like one sentence to make it just very simple. And
very nice.
Quite affordable considering it's a hardcover book.
Yeah, it's very attractive. And you've got a photo of your daughter on the...
Yeah, just on the cover, Lena's book.
Lena's book. I love it. Grace in New Glarus, thank you for calling. Hello.
Grace? Hello. How are you today?
Great. Appreciate the call. What's on your mind?
Well, this is a great show. I'd like everybody to remember that we do have winter farmers markets in and around the Madison area.
Yes, good reminder.
Hilldale's got one. Mad West. I actually am a candle maker. And we're involved with the Monroe Farmers Market down in... not the Monroe Street, but the Monroe. So half an hour, 40 minutes south of Madison. Lots of great shops, great restaurants right there around the square. We're in the Mason's Hall. Mason's Lodge will be there tomorrow and on the 17th. And we will actually be at Mad West, which is at the Lucier Community Center on South Gammon Road. They're going to be there tomorrow. They have the market tomorrow, and then we'll be there on the 10th. I think they have one on the 17th also. But you can buy local produce. The whole idea of a pie a month club, a lot of folks who make jams, jellies, pickles, preserves, pies, baked goods, we make candles. A lot of us do offer gift certificates.
Yes.
Oh, that...
You could go to somebody, I mean, like for us, we're pouring more than 60 fragrances in votive tea lights and melts and about 50 in jars right now, and we're continually testing more fragrances. So you could buy a book of gift certificates for a friend, and vendors will typically give you, if you're going to buy a dozen of something, they're going to give you a discount on something frequently.
Oh, that's another good idea, or more than one good idea, Grace. Thank you. Sonia, you were going to add to that.
The farmer's market just reminded me, the Viroqua has a public market. It's not necessarily a farmer's market, but it's lots of vendors. And there's a really fun, upcycled product you could as a lawn ornament. One of my friends, Tony, in Viroqua, it's called Everblooms. And what she takes are old ceramic dishes, and she makes flowers out of them, and then like there'll be a glass cup, which is the middle of the flower, and she screws it all together and puts it on a stake, so you can put that in your garden. And they're $40, but there's a lot of work that goes into them, and they're all unique. So for somebody you know that likes china and upcycling, you might want to.
The farmer's market reminded me that there's also fair trade festivals going on now. That's another great place to get gifts.
Yeah. Grace, thank you so much. I appreciate your call. We had an email from Anne. She has this for us. For those that don't have a drill or possibly a safer option, they do make gadgets for carving fruits and vegetables into candle holders for around $10. One example is the Urban Trend Candle Carver. I have to say that fast 10 times. Urban Trend Candle Carver.
I guess then you wouldn't have such a mess of gourd parts in the basement by the drill press.
Yeah, I used I used a drill. I just used my electric drill to make the hole, and then sort of, you know, wiggled it around to make the hole big enough. And so that's how I did it. You had there was a nut gatherer rolling basket. That's
oh yeah,
pretty
for people
neat.
Who have walnuts in their yard or apples that they don't want to pick up and use. There's a thing called a nut wizard or nut gatherer.
A nut wizard.
It's like this rolling basket on a long pole handle, and you kind of sweep across your lawn, and then it picks up these walnuts.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? I don't have that kind of tree now, but I've had those kind in past homes. And what a great idea. It's kind of like the machines, only on a smaller scale, obviously, that they use to pick up golf balls driving ranges, where they just, pickers they're called, that pick up the golf balls. Oh, my gosh. Well, here we got a couple minutes left. What else have we got that we have?
We should also let our listeners know that this list is online now.
Yeah.
So that's good to know. How do they find it, Larry?
Just go to our Facebook page, at the Larry Mealer Show. That's the title of the page. Or go to our WPR website. We'll have it up. Actually, if you go to the Facebook page, it'll link you right to the list. And how many things are on?
Five pages. We have the websites, 800 numbers. We have contact information.
There's links. There's
all the resources here for you. And there's so many things we didn't touch on, like Slack lines.
What are Slack lines?
Oh, well, our friends Denise and TJ, they bring up every year to our cabin on Madeline Island a Slack line. And think of a long, like, balance beam that's just a rope.
Mm-hmm. It's more like webbing.
Webbing. But, right, so it's... It's not an actual beam. It's just that idea mm-hmm. that you're trying to cross over, and you attach it to a tree, but you have to be very careful at how you attach it to the tree to not hurt the tree.
And it's low. So
it's extremely difficult. They're only, you know, 2 feet off the ground, but they can occupy kids and adults for hours trying to cross it.
You can also put one above it as like a handhold one.
Mm-hmm. You had some hammock type things as well in your list.
Swings are all the rage. You know, we have one in our house now. But now they make all of these neat outdoor type swings that are even like nests sort of for children. So for about $50, one is called a Huggle Pod. It's a hanging nylon nest. For a 170-pound limit, though, so most people can get in there. For $50 at Hearth Song, we have a nylon hammock for $60. Slack lines. There's even a ninja line and climbing rope.
Oh, that one looked really fun.
That you
with
can
like
get
trapeze
at
and rings.
Mindware is that company. Mindware.com.
We are working on getting that list up. We should have the list up within the next hour, KP tells me. And we'll post a link to the list this afternoon. So probably by 1:30 or so we'll have it. And I do want to mention again, your open house now.
So it's a tour. So it's a detailed tour of our sustainable home in Viroqua, Saturday, December 17th. It starts at 3 o'clock. And it's free, and children are welcome. We'll serve coffee and tea, and you'll get
all
the details.
You don't even need a furnace. You don't have a furnace.
We don't have a furnace. We have 18-inch thick walls, triple pane windows. It's a certified passive house.
And it sounds wonderful. Astrid, Sonia, thank you so much. This is always fun. I look forward to this every year.
Thank you, Larry.
Hopefully you'll be back next year and we'll do this all over again.
Thank you.
Astrid and Sonia Neuenhaus are our guests today, and hopefully we'll get them back next December and we'll do this all over again. In the meantime, though, stay with us. Lots more in store on the Ideas Network.